has been recognized for its wardrobe. It's been very gratifying and a little bit strange because it wasn't something I set out to do. I really set out to have it reflect these messy, not together girls who don't have tons of money, and it ended up making a bit of a statement, which is really wonderful.
I think Jess will really appreciate the welcome home dinner. It's a very friendish thing of us to do. What?
I just know she's going to show up late wearing some fabulous blankety dress from a Grecian marketplace and be like, oh, I can't remember where I got this.
I've definitely found that some of the most successful moments are when you don't know that I exist at all, or when the audience doesn't know that I exist at all, because that means they're really invested in the character. I get a lot of tweets saying, are you kidding me? There is a costume designer for a show where everyone is in orange? Yes, there is. My primary focus is on helping to differentiate the characters who in this show are physically in the same clothing. I have lots of favorite places to shop, and it really depends on what characters we're shopping for. There's always the Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomingdale's, Bergdorf trifecta. When we have a character who can shop at those stores, I love doing it. But I'm equally as excited by a trip to the Salvation Army that's in my neighborhood, and I will not give it away because I don't want it to get overrun. I have been playing dress up my whole life, and I'm very fortunate to be able to do it every day, all day, on a much grander scale. I grew up sewing, which I didn't realize until I got to college was something that not everyone grew up knowing how to do in my generation. Being a costume designer is so incredibly collaborative because it's not my story that I'm telling. It's someone else's story that I'm inspired by, that I'm working from. So I get all of my informational cues from the script and from the writing team. What are we trying to do with this episode? But I do get excited when I see things reflected back on the streets, whether I'm in Williamsburg or Greenpoint, and I see people that look very much like the characters look. I often wonder, am I seeing that because I'm looking for it, because I'm working on those characters, or am I seeing it because people are embracing it and wearing it down the street? I don't know.